afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon to you too as well. We're conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what's most important to people across several topics in your community. Do you have a few minutes for a quick and confidential survey?
What kind of survey is this?
Random community questions and government issues. Okay, thank you. All right, and when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay, thank you. And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it's an important issue to you. 0 to 10, student loan debt.
Important. 10.
Okay, immigration.
10.
Okay, inflation and the cost of living.
5.
Okay. K-12 education.
9.
Okay. Remember, none of these answers are wrong or right. It's your feelings towards them, okay? Okay. And jobs and wages.
Jobs and wages?
Uh-huh.
8.
Okay. I was hovering over 8. I don't know why. climate change.
8.
Okay. Abortion rights.
9.
Okay. Voting rights.
9.
Okay. Healthcare.
9.
Okay. Racism and discrimination.
8.
Okay. Crime and violence.
8.
Okay. Democracy.
9.
Criminal justice reform.
9.
Okay. And the last one here, reproductive freedom for this part of the survey.
10.
Okay. Thank you. And the next one is, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes some things can come up and prevent people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
10.
Okay, thank you. And what is your race, ma'am?
I prefer not to say.
Okay. I'm sorry?
On race.
I'm sorry?
I'm of the human race.
Aren't we all? Yes, absolutely. Thank you. Give me a second here. Do you think yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay, thank you. What is the year of your birth?
60.
Okay. Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
College.
Okay. All right. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make a change on issues that matter to you. 0 to 10?
10.
Okay, thank
10.
You. Yes, ma'am. And how much power do you feel the Black community has to make changes on issues that make matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to their community.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The first one is Raphael Warnock. From 0 to 10.
What was it again?
0 to 10, where 0 is very cold and unfavorable, 5 neutral, 10 very warm and favorable, and never heard of the person. The first person here, Raphael Warnock.
Nothing.
Okay. Brad Raffensperger.
7.
Okay, John Ossoff, or Ossoff.
9.
Okay. Tim Walls. Walls.
9.
Okay, J.D. Vance.
2.
Okay, Andre Dickens.
9.
And the last one here, Brian Kemp.
5.
Okay, next one here is, I know it's a long way off, but the if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, undecided, or you do not plan to vote?
Kamala.
Okay, thank you. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate, or undecided?
Democratic.
Thank you. And for whom do you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
What's the question again?
I'm sorry. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, like Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jurgensen, Howie Hawkins, other?
Biden.
Okay, thank you. And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Okay. And some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
Big difference.
Okay. And below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe the person or event certainly prevented progress, a 5 means you are not sure, and a 0 means that you believe that the person or certain event did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one is Democrats in the U.S. Congress.
I don't know.
Just 0 to 10. Again, from 0 being certainly did not prevent progress in the country, 5 not sure, and 10 certainly prevented progress in this country. 0 to 10, the first one is Democrats in the U.S. Congress.
Did not prevent progress.
So would that be 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
4.
4. Okay. Thank you. COVID-19 recovery. Okay. Thank you. Vice President Kamala Harris.
4.
Okay. Black voters.
Okay. Did you say did not present or did not present?
Prevent. With the T, sorry. Sorry
with
about that.
With a
T? No, the T as in Tom. Prevent.
Will you spell prevent, please?
P-R-E, B as in Victor, E-N as in Nancy, T as in Tom. Prevent progress.
Oh, okay. So what's the next question now?
Black voters.
Mm-hmm. Four.
Okay, thank you. And your local mayor?
Four.
Okay. Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly?
Four.
Okay, thank you. And below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many Black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote, from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote, 5 means that you're not sure, and 0 means that the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first statement here is, because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from 32 to 8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fairer credit practices. So from 0 to 10 on this statement, ma'am, would 0 would not motivate you to vote at all, 10 would strongly motivate you to vote.
You don't have any questions about white people?
I'm just going through the statements that they have. I do not know. I think this is just for everybody, like, you know, people in general. This has nothing, I don't see it being for any race in particular.
Are you sure?
Yeah, look, it just says, because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fair credit practices. With this statement, would motivate you to vote at all from 0 to 10?
A.
Okay, thank you. And because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals. Now, this statement, would it motivate you to vote from 0 to 10?
Nine,
thank you. Next one here. Because we demanded funds for HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically Black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid. Would this vote motivate you from 0 to 10 to vote?
A.
Okay, thank you. Next one. Two more here, sorry. Because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crime laws were used to convict the murders of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor. Would this motivate you to vote from 0 to 10?
9.
Okay. Last one here. Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made towards collective Black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress. 0 to 10, ma'am? Okay. And we're at 80%, maybe like 3 or 4 more questions, ma'am. Thank you for your responses so far. I'm not going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly fine. Please answer based on how you feel right now. The next one here, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel that your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10.
9.
Okay, thank you. How much power do you feel the Black community has to make a change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 to 10, ma'am?
9.
Okay. As you may know, there will be an election for President, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes some things come up that prevent people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. And thinking back the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Much better.
Okay. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered to vote?
Registered.
Okay. And when did you register to vote at your current address? Within the last month, 1 to 3 months, 3 to 6 months ago, 6 months to a year, more than a year, or you don't remember?
More than a year.
Okay. And how did you register to vote? By mail, in person at a government office, at a voter registration drive or event, automatically through motor voter laws, in other automated registration progresses, or through a political party organization?
In person.
Okay. And do you consider yourself heterosexual or straight? 2, lesbian or gay? 3, bisexual? Or 4, something else?
I like men.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Okay. Thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Latina.
Okay, thank you. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Okay. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, or just or neither?
Neither.
Okay. And how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, stay-at-home parents, student, or other?
Full-time.
Okay. And what is last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Like your best estimate is fine. Was it less than 25? Less than 25? I'm sorry?
No. No.
Just a best estimate, ma'am, like less than 25K, 25 through 35, 35 through 45K. All the way to like, okay, thank you. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and time. And I hope you have yourself a lovely day, okay, ma'am?
Who are you again?
We are a survey company, a research company from Miami, Florida. We're named Metro Research. And we just, you know, do surveys and random questions. Thank you for your time, and you have yourself a lovely day, ma'am.
Thank you.